You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We love talking about the Knicks and Nets on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the
fan,
WFAN.
Yes, off and running on a, what is this, Wednesday morning? Who can keep track anymore? Yes, a Wednesday morning. Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis here on The Fan, 888-808-1019, the telephone number. Oh, dear God. This is supposed to be the fun time, right? Start of the baseball season. NBA playoffs are here. The draft is coming up. The draft is here. We're finally going to find out who the Jets are going to take. We're going to finally find out what the Giants are going to do. And at least for a couple of days, it'll be... Nothing but good grades across the board. You get two first-round picks, you're going to get good grades. Doesn't matter who you take. I'm telling you right now, I don't care who the Jets. The NFL draft, when you have two first-round picks, is foolproof. You will get a good grade no matter who you pick, as long as we've heard of them. I don't want to, you know, you don't want to say it's foolproof when the Jets are involved. There's always a possibility something goes wrong. They forget to hand in the card or something. Instead of picking Arvell Reese or David Bailey, they hand a card in that says David Reese. With the Jets, you can't put anything past them. But this is supposed to be the fun time. This is supposed to be the nice time. The time we've waited all winter for. Football season's over with. We want something to do with the football. The baseball's finally here. Think about all those winter days where we're waiting for the baseball to be back. And baseball's back. And baseball, like all sports, I guess, but because the baseball is so reliant on the general manager, the offseason is when you put your plan in place. And then over the course of 162, you get to find out how good of a plan did you have. And the early returns are in, and they are not promising. This is a Reagan Mondale for the Mets right now. Oh, my Lord, this has been a disaster. An absolute disaster. And every time you think, well, can't get any worse than this, the Mets find a way. The Mets find a way. On Sunday, you didn't think it could get any worse than Sunday. And you figure, look, to me, I am a contrarian by nature. When everybody else is on one side, just by nature, I can't fit in on that. I got to go the other side. When everybody zigs, I zag. So when the Mets are losing all these games in a row, I'm like, well, they got to turn it around here eventually. Last year, perfect example. When they're stumbling to the finish last year, even on the very last day of the season where everybody basically was off the bandwagon by that point, I was the lone guy saying, they got to win a game here eventually. They can't lose the Marlins on the final day of the regular season again and miss out in a play. I was wrong. Contrarians. That's what I am. So when the Mets have been losing these games, I'm thinking to myself, At some point, they're going to win. They're going to win one. They have a brutal weekend, a brutal road trip. All eyes, and we will keep an eye on all night long Mendoza watch, because it could come. This is like electing a new pope. News could come at any time at this point. You lose 12 in a row, are the worst team in baseball. Carlos Mendoza's job is very much on the line. And the news could come at any point. Remember, Mets were the team that fired Willie Randolph out on the West Coast. That, what was that, 2008, 2009, whenever that was? So news could come at any time. And the reason why news could come at any time is I keep hearing people tell me, well, they got to change something up. They got to change it up. They got to switch things up. They got to try to change their luck. What do you want them to change? They changed a ton of things in the offseason. They changed the entire coaching staff. They changed a whole lot of players. The one thing that remains is the manager. So at some point, if this doesn't turn around, and I mean like this week, he is going to be out of a job, because what other options do you have to make a change? It's the manager. Is he the full reason why the team is... No, I don't think so. He's trying things. He's shaking up the lineup. He went to Devin Williams last night. Go to what is supposed to be his best reliever. So is he the main culprit for why things have gone? No. But he's not blameless. When you lose 12 games in a row, nobody's blameless. 12 games in a row. You're the worst team in baseball. Everybody's got a share of it. And I will say, Carlos Mendoza's decision on Sunday and his reasoning to decide to pitch to Horner in that spot when that guy puts the bat on the ball... Oh, I don't want to put him on first, because then he'll take second. Who cares if he takes second? It would be nice to keep the double play in order, but who cares if he takes second? That's the one guy you got to worry about in that order. They've been scuffling too. So that decision didn't make any sense, but you figure, all right, bad road trip, winless road trip, 11 games in a row. They get a day off. They get some news that Juan Soto's coming back. Back at home. Facing off against the Twins. The Twins. The Minnesota Twins are in town. Could you draw up a better get-right spot than the Mets? Back at home, probably somewhat ticked off, embarrassed. The punching bag right now in New York sports. And they get a perfect get-right spot. At home with their ace on the mound. Nolan McClain on the mound, taking on the terrible Twins. What could possibly go wrong? And sure enough, early on, Nolan McClain striking everybody out. If he could just strike out everybody out, that would be perfect. He has to just go 9 innings and strike everybody out, and then the Mets will finally turn this thing around. And early on, he was striking out a ton of guys. And then all of a sudden, you get a couple of guys on, and Francisco Lindor finally shows up, finally does something. A big 3-run home run, a bomb of a home run, and the 10,000 people that showed up at Citi Field last night, they were rocking and rolling. How could they not be? Mets got a 3-0 lead with their ace on the mound. Losing is a disease as contagious as the bubonic plague. When things go wrong for anyone, man, when it rains, it pours. And right now, the Mets need to build an ark, because it's pouring, it is teeming, it is coming in sideways. First, it's Byron Buxton with a 2-run home run. Then it's Luke Kuechel with a base hit in the 7th inning. It's a tie game. And, you know, when Lindor hit that home run, it was like the pressure kind of came off for a second, right? This pressure has been building up inside this bottle. And finally, you got to release some of the pressure. And you figure, all right, 3-run home run. You take it on the Twins. What is it? Simeon Woods Richardson, who's like the... If you wanted to draw up a guy you would just go to town against, that's the guy. The Twins. It's the Twins, people.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
And then when the Twins get their runs back and all of a sudden it's a tie game, the pressure starts mounting again. And say what you want about how bad the team is, and we'll get into the conversation at 888-808-1019. It's clear this team, this group, does not respond to pressure well. When they meet pressure, they melt. It's happened since basically this time last year. Got off to a great start. Somewhere in June, all of a sudden, something flipped, and they were never able to get it back together again. When the pressure shows up, when the going gets tough, the Mets get going to the clubhouse, to the showers, because they're going to lose. And sure enough, tie game, ninth inning, Devin Williams in. And he walks the first batter. You ever watch a movie? There's a great example of it in the movie Jaws, when Roy Scheider's sitting on the beach and all of a sudden the camera like pans in a way where it's like close. As soon as he walked that first batter, you knew what was going to happen and you were powerless to stop it. And sure enough, the implosion was on. The implosion was on. And the Mets now have lost 12 straight games. And after they give up a couple of runs, they bring in the other reliever who the Met fans are chanting MVP for. I can't remember the kid's name right now. Anybody but Devin Williams, that was the cheer, basically. The fans are trying to boost up the team. And what happens in the ninth inning? Good morning, good afternoon, good night. The Mets do not respond to pressure. They do not come back. They do not fight back. They have no heart. They have no guts. Whatever term you want to use, this team does not respond to pressure very well. So we'll get your phone calls in at 888-808-1019. At this point, anything's on the table to try to fix this team. I don't think that there's many changes that you can make because, again, you made a whole bunch of changes. And let's go round the diamond. What are you going to change? What can you change? You're not making trades of significance in April, right? It's crisis time right now where you have to win some games. And I would expect at some point, of course, I've been saying this for basically a week and a half, Mets are going to win some games. Some guys are going to start to perform somewhat better. But the problem is, any changes that you want to make, the reason why you can't feel good about them is because the guy who's going to be making them has been a disaster in David Stearns. For the last 2 years, you could make a legitimate argument there is no worse executive in baseball, in sports, than David Stearns. And the more he does, the worse it gets. The more he does, the worse it gets. Run through it. Last year in offseason, where he didn't look to really fix the pitching, and the pitching was the issue all year long, and even the moves he tried to do to fix the pitching didn't work. The team collapsed. They bought in on the mirage that was early on of the pitching staff. The trade deadline came. Every single solitary move basically was a disaster. The team completely collapses down the stretch of the regular season and misses out on the playoffs despite the second highest payroll. And then goes into an offseason where it was very unpopular. But that's not the point that really needs to be hammered home. At least so far, forget about being unpopular. It's been a disaster. What moves have worked? What moves have been good? It only gets worse. The more David Stearns does, the worse it gets. And this was the guy who was supposed to not just turn things around in a hurry. Because again, when you judge executives of teams, not everybody's playing with the same cards, right? You know, it's harder to be a GM in Cleveland or in Pittsburgh than it is with the second highest payroll in the sport. There's nothing that David Stearns does not have at his disposal. And yet disposal is the right word right now because that's where the Mets belong, in the trash disposal. And this is the team that he put together. And the more he does, the worse it gets. Bad offseason last year. Horrendous season last year during the season, missing out on the playoffs. Bad offseason, at least so far, and terrible season this year. So, yeah, Carlos Mendoza is going to eventually walk the plank unless the Mets go out and win 5 or 6 in a row and at least kind of staves things off. But right now, A, what would you say the Mets do well? And B, while it's the offense that's primarily the problem right now, let's say the offense gets squared away. Do you think this is a good team? Do you think this is a good team? Do you think this team is capable of rolling off a week of wins to kind of stave off the executioner's axe right now on the manager? Because I thought one of the strengths of the team was going to be this different type of offense, right? We're not going to win and die by the home run. We're going to have guys who grind out at-bats, professional at-bats, work counts, get into teams' bullpens, and every single guy, basically, has been a disaster. A disaster. Now, you lost Soto. That's a tough break. That's a tough one to overcome. But he's one guy. You can't score any runs without one guy? One guy? And Jorge Polanco, I know he's been sidelined as well. He wasn't all that good when he was here either. So the Mets are an absolute disaster right now. And this is all on one guy. And it ain't Carlos Mendoza, but he's the one that's going to take the hit. And when you've lost 12 in a row, coming off a regular season that was as bad a regular season finish as the Mets have ever had, you go out and make a ton of changes. And at least so far, it's only worse. It's hard to have a whole lot of confidence that things are going to turn around because it's next to impossible to have any confidence in the guy who's pulling the trigger on the moves. How could you? How could you have any confidence in David Stearns right now if you're a Met fan? Because bad teams generally aren't bad in just one thing, right? Bad teams generally, if they have one problem, say the hitting. When the hitting gets fixed, the pitching goes. When the pitching gets fixed, it's the defense that pops up. When those things are all okay, it's the bullpen. What would you say the Mets do really well? Why would you have confidence that, you know what? Nah, this is just a tough stretch in April. This is just a tough... Because again, this is the guy who is supposed to give you sustainable winning. Year in and year out, you kind of know what to expect. Maybe not a World Series in the first 3 years, but consistent results. Right now, David Stearns has done nothing to show you any consistent results. And the more he does, the worse it gets. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Let's get some phone calls in here. We'll start things off with Walter in Woodbridge. Walter, first up on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going? I just want to piggyback on some of the things you've been saying about Stearns. The biggest problem I have with Stearns is not so much that he tried to make some moves, but he sold us a pack of lies. So what I mean by that is a lot of the people that were outgoing, that he got rid of Nemo, Alonzo, McNeil, et cetera, the excuse was they weren't big picture long term. What did he replace them with? He replaced them with a bunch of guys whose contracts were no longer than the ones that they got rid of, and simply less talent. I couldn't agree with you more with what happened last year. They dumped the blame on the people that they wanted to get rid of. It was definitely Stearns making with the situation with the pitching staff. The ones they dumped essentially all delivered. I mean, they all came through in the late season and were trying to make it happen. But it was the pitching staff that he didn't put together because he decided he wanted to do it on the cheap because he got away with it the year before, that he was going to try to do it again and stick his chest out and look like a hotshot. And I've got no respect for the guy, and I think it's a mess, and it's all his doing. And I don't even blame half the players. They're doing what they can do. But the team itself is just not good enough, and he just ripped up the team just because he could. And like a lot of bosses that come in, they come in, and everybody else that was there before him, you know, weren't any good, and they're the only genius in the room. So what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, Walter, I didn't have a problem breaking up the core, as they say, from last year, right? Like, they had been together a long time. It was clear David Stearns was not going to invest money in Pete Alonso at first base. That was as crystal clear. I mean, I only wish one of these sports books would have offered me odds on that, because I would be rich enough to hire Bill Gates as my butler right now. That was so obvious that they were not bringing back Pete Alonso. And when they decided to move off Nimmo and that contract long term and not bring back McNeil and break up the core, I was okay with that, because that core didn't get you to where you want to go, right? So that's not the issue. The issue is, what's the plan? What's the plan moving forward? Because now these are your moves. Okay, so you're going to say, this is not working. We've tried this. Okay, that's true. But what's your plan? What you got? And so far, the more he does, the less I like. Like, to come off the season that they had last year and the way that they missed out on the playoffs and fell apart down the stretch, that has to be a point where you think to yourself, all right, well, if there's ever a time to make changes, that's it. But the changes that he's made has not made the team any better. And each of the moves that he made, like, I like Bo Bichette. I thought that was a good move, even playing a different position. I wasn't worried about that. Some of the other ones kind of ranged a little bit. You know, I wasn't a big fan of Simeon. I was trying to see the reasoning behind that. All right, you want defense. He'll play defense. Probably won't give you a whole lot of offense, but let's see what else they can do in terms of offense. Polanco, it's a short-term deal. He's that kind of player that he's looking for, right? Multi-positional. But he's been hurt. He's been hurt in the past. He's a little bit older. But each of the moves that he's brought in here has not worked. And there is no strength of the team. There is no area of the Mets that you would say, well, you know what? We just have to wait till this happens, right? Wait, just have to wait till Juan Soto gets back. And look, Juan Soto's great. I love Juan Soto. But if he's enough to take this group and what they've looked like without him and make them into what they were supposed to be, because they weren't supposed to be okay or slightly better. They're supposed to be a playoff team. If you're not a playoff team, what are you spending the second most money in baseball? And this guy, he has spent money hand over fist. I never want to hear Steve Cohen put in the same sentence as George Steinbrenner. Because the fact that Steve Cohen is not demanding results from the people in charge of his organization, it makes me wonder, dude, what's wrong with you? We're spending millions and millions of dollars every single year. And the deeper we get into this, the less it looks like some sustainable plan. Like, when does the sustainable winning start? This is now year three for David Stearns here. And again, forget about the 12 game. Nobody's ever made the playoffs after losing 12 games in a row and all that type of stuff. The team doesn't look any good. Forget about the playoffs. It's like the old Jim Mora. Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.